So connection is actually the opposite of burnout. Connection makes us more resilient. When we're isolated, it contributes to burnout. And there's a biological reason for that. When we're isolated, we're more likely to perceive the environment as threatening because we're alone. And when we do, our body shifts from a state of balance, or what scientists call homeostasis, to the stress response. And so when we're in a state of stress response, the body allocates its resources, blood, glucose, a form of sugar, and oxygen. It overallocates to the heart, to the lungs, and to the big muscles. It's preparing the body to fight or flee. And at the same time, it underallocates those same resources, that fuel, to the part of the brain that's responsible for short-term memory, what's called the hippocampus, the digestive system, so we're more prone to digestive disorders like colitis or irritable bowel syndrome, you know, one of a dozen or more different GI, gastrointestinal problems, because our digestive system is shutting down. Third, it affects the immune system, so we're more vulnerable to sickness and disease, and it affects the reproductive system. But when we feel connected to people, it insulates us to some degree from that stress. It helps us perform better. It keeps our body at a state of homeostasis, so all the bodily systems are getting the fuel they need to perform at the top of their game. And what I see oftentimes, Denise, in social sector organizations is that people are there because they're inspired by the vision. They know they're doing important work that's benefiting people. It's pro-social. But it doesn't mean that, and they feel connected because of that. However, the two other elements of a connection culture, you know, we have a simple formula, vision, value, voice. And it's a good way to think of it is when leaders communicate an inspiring vision, when they value people and give them a voice, they feel connected. And in most instances, organizations are good about the vision part in the social sector. But they get stressed for resources. There's a lot to do. It can be overwhelming. And then people can start to feel overwhelmed. They may be overly ambitious in what they're trying to achieve. And that creates a lot of stress. And then people sometimes, because of that, they may be more rash than rational at times. And the way they interact with others may communicate that they don't value them or they don't give them a voice. And those things really take away the connection that's generated from the vision part of the connection culture formula. So it really comes down to communicating that inspiring vision, but also valuing people in our attitudes, in our language, in our behavior, and giving them a voice. And when you do all three, that's when they feel connected. And it makes them resilient to deal with stress. I mean, we're going to have performance stress, but it helps them perform at the best they're capable of performing because their body isn't working against them, telling them that they need to get the heck out of there because it's such a threatening environment.